made the most of your Walt Disney World vacation.
The top 6 reasons to visit Walt Disney World without kids. Hi, I'm Herb Leibacher, and welcome to episode number 25 of the World of Walt podcast. Make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation for the week of June 14th, 2015. This is the podcast for Walt Disney World fans, whether you're planning your next trip or just enjoy reliving a little bit of Disney magic. Before we get into the topic for today, please stick around until the end of the show. I've got some information on how we can stay in touch and some important details on how you can win a great prize just for listening. I enjoy visiting Walt Disney World with my family. Seeing the sights, hearing the sounds, and experiencing the tastes of the parks and the resorts is extra special when you experience it in a fresh way through the eyes of a child. That said, there are plenty of experiences for grown-ups all around Walt Disney World that kids might not enjoy or that adults might enjoy in a different way without kids. Today, we're going to take a look at the top 6 reasons to visit Walt Disney World without kids. To help me explore this topic, I'd like to welcome someone who has experienced much of what Walt Disney World offers both with and without kids, Aaron Cohen. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. That's true. My daughter is 18 and in college now, but definitely took her a lot as she was growing up. So got to experience it with a kid of different ages as she grew up too.
Mm. And they're both good experiences. I don't want anyone to think I'm an anti-kid kind of person, or I think that Disney World is not a good place for kids. Of course, it's a tremendous place for kids. I enjoy going there with my kids or my child, There are some unique advantages to going to Walt Disney World without kids, and we're going to dive into those in a second. But before we do, we'll start off with our much-beloved warm-up question. It's easy. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. The ice cream parlor on Main Street, USA, or Ghirardelli Soda Fountain?
Ooh. Huh. Well, I mean, if the question is ice cream, there's really no wrong answer, I guess. I'm gonna have to give it to Ghirardelli here.
Yeah.
Just, you know, and it's edging it out. And you know, they've got a great selection. They both have a great selection, but Ghirardelli has a great selection. And you know, a lot of what edges it out is the fact that it's at Downtown Disney rather than in one of the parks. Which means you don't necessarily need park admission to go get ice cream.
Mm.
You know, so when I go to visit Walt Disney World, you know, if I'm meeting friends for dinner or something like that, or meeting, you know, families, you know, coming in to meet me, often we'll go grab dinner at Downtown Disney. And when we do that, you know, we just pop over to Ghirardelli. And there's no needing to get in a park or nothing like that. So it's a little easier, and doesn't require an expensive ticket. And also it gets a bonus point for being attached to the Ghirardelli chocolate store, where they often give out samples.
Now you're talking. Yeah, free chocolate. It's hard to beat that, right? So it's like the appetizer before the main course.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would have to vote for Ghirardelli, and I always don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, so everyone out there in San Francisco, please forgive my pronunciation. And ice cream is something where different people have different tastes. I'm sure there are some raving fans of Edie's, which is the current sponsor of the ice cream parlor. But just for me personally, if I had to pick between the two, I would head over to Downtown Disney. I am a big fan, and I like the free chocolate. Nothing bad about that. All right, today, the top 6 reasons to visit Walt Disney World without kids. And Aaron, we're over to you for number one.
So the first one is, you know, and I say this in all of my suggestions throughout this episode. Obviously, it kind of depends on the age of the kids. A 2 or 3 year old is a very different experience than a 9 or 10 year old. That being said, the first one for me is scheduling. You know, when I've been there with just my wife and myself, we're adults. We get up first thing in the morning at crack of dawn. We get ready. We get to the parks at opening. We're there all day running around. We leave, you know, I've been on the last bus out before to get back to the resorts. You can kind of just tailor a trip without having to take into account, you know, someone who might not be able to keep up that pace. A younger child probably wants or needs a nap during the day. You know, a younger child may not be able to get up that early and be up that late without kind of wearing out. So you have to take that into account when you're traveling with a child. You have to take into account, you know, if they want to be in bed by 7 o'clock, you have to take that into account. If they need a nap midday, you need to coordinate getting back to the resort for that. None of these are bad things, obviously, but without a child, you can just kind of plan to hit there and not slow down, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. And I hear you talking about the flexibility that provides as well. So if you decide you want to be a night owl on your vacation and you want to stay at the Magic Kingdom until 1 o'clock a.m., you know, you can do that. And that probably just isn't an option when you've got younger kids with you.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, good. Number two, back over to me. I am going to go to something that I enjoy but don't get to experience too often, and that is fine dining. I believe there is only one place in all of Walt Disney World that prohibits children of a certain age, and that's a place where you have to be at least 10 years old to experience the wonders of Victoria and Albert's. Victoria and Albert's at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, always one of the best-ranked restaurants in the world. I did have a chance to go there actually twice. I've been fortunate enough. And it is like an amusement park ride for your taste buds. It's an amazing culinary experience, one that lasts several hours, one that is formal, one that has a dress code, one that has more silverware than I actually knew what to do with, but fine dining at its best, and really a thing that just wouldn't be appropriate for kids. Now, that said, there are still plenty of other really nice restaurants all around Walt Disney World, and of course, Disney World wants to make kids happy as well, and there are plenty of menu items and sometimes distractions for kids, even at the very nicest restaurants. But there's one, Victoria and Albert's, where you have to be at least 10 years old to experience it, and it's one of those fine evenings out if you're celebrating something that ends in a zero, like a 40th birthday or a 20th wedding anniversary, where if you've saved up your nickels and pennies and $20 bills, it's a fun thing to do even without kids along.
That's true. I mean, to be fair, I don't know. I think Victoria and Albert's might be a little bit too grown up for me personally. anything that requires me to dress up and wear a tie is not something I would personally be into. But yeah, it's something that you couldn't do at all. So, you know, if you have the family with you, so I can definitely see that as a great option.
Yeah. All right, cool. That was number two. Number three, back over to you, Aaron.
And this one, it actually sort of ties into fine dining in a way, and a lot of aspects of a vacation. And that's just romantic options. You know, you're there with, you know, your spouse or something other, you know, and maybe you want to, you know, wander the Downtown Disney West Side at night. You know, maybe you want to go to a fine dining establishment, you know, whatever it is. The addition of kids makes it a little bit less romantic. So, you know, my wife and I, when we went for our honeymoon, did the Pirates and Pals fireworks cruise. And yeah, there was a lot of other families on that as well, but for us, it was just the two of us, and we just got to sit there together and kind of have our moment watching the fireworks from the boat. You know, at dinner, we get the quiet corner booth, you know, if we can, just kind of sit there and just kind of be a couple, and it's really kind of nice and romantic and sweet, and it's a really cool thing to be able to do.
Your example of the west side of Downtown Disney is a really good one. That's a spot where I think kids could tag along and, you know, maybe they'll have a good time, maybe not. But it's also a spot where maybe just a couple wants to spend time together. And maybe the kids just, it's time for them to have a kid's night out with a sitter or something like that. So I think the romantic options is a really good idea.
And yeah, and even really just, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
You know, even things that you could do with a family or without, like watching Wishes, for example, Magic Kingdom, you know, can often, the setting can change, whether you're there with a family or whether you're just there as adults. You know, sitting there watching this beautiful fireworks show, just as the other, is, you know, it can be romantic, it can be a very different experience than being there with your family. So even things that you could do either way may seem different. It may be a different experience depending on who you're there with.
Yeah, good point. And actually, I'm going to build on that idea for number four, which is going to be the enjoyment of adult beverages. So a lot of the spots I'm going to mention welcome children, and children can find plenty of great things to eat and drink on the menu. But there are also a lot of adult beverages that just are good for adults. So the one that comes to mind especially is La Cava del Tequila in the Mexican Pavilion in Epcot, where you can get a tequila flight or all kinds of tequila drinks. Children, I believe, can go in there, but you know, they may not be so interested as you sit there and make your way through the flight. Monsieur Paul over in the French Pavilion lines up in sort of the same way for me. I think kids can go into that restaurant, but they just might not have the interest if you're wanting to savor the Grand Marnier flight that the server has brought out to you. And even in the same way, I think the Food and Wine Festival could be a bit like that. There are plenty of different seminars on cheeses or wines where I think kids could go to it, but kids of a certain age just might not have the interest in sitting through. So if you're interested in partaking of many of the adult beverage options that are all around Walt Disney World, but especially in Epcot, it just may not be something that's as easy or that you'll want to take place with kids in tow.
There actually is something, not an official thing, obviously, called the Around the World Bar Hop, which basically you start at one end of World Showcase and go to, you know, stop and get a alcoholic beverage at every country along the way, which obviously you wouldn't want to do with kids. I have never done it. I am way too much of a lightweight for that. I would make it through one, maybe two countries before I was out. But, you know, it's a fun, you know, I've heard it's a lot of fun. Just way to kind of spend some time with adults that obviously kids wouldn't really be welcome at.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I'd get past Mexico if you did it clockwise, or maybe Canada if you did it counterclockwise. Yeah. Right. I'm with you. It sounds like a neat idea, but I'm not sure it's one I could handle. All right. Number five is back over to you, Aaron.
So this one, and again, as I mentioned earlier, changes based on how old, you know, your children are. And it's navigating the crowds. You know, obviously, if you've got a younger child, you may have a stroller, and strollers can be a bit of a hassle. You've got to, you know, get them through these crowds, and you need to park them at every attraction and get your child out of them and get in there and then pick them up, you know, the stroller up at the end of the ride. And it's, you know, it's a necessary evil. It is what it is. I've certainly done it when my child was young. And as the kids get older, you know, you have to keep track of them. It's one of those things you do when you're a parent. So navigating a crowd can be a little more challenging than it would be with just, you know, an adult with you. You know, my wife and I go together. We're pretty good about just getting through a crowd. And sure, if you get separated, we just meet up at the other end of the crowd and we're fine. So it can speed things up a little bit. It makes things a little bit just easier to navigate on a busy day.
Hmm. Good point. I think the topic of strollers, the great stroller debate, could be an entire podcast. But the idea of just it's a bit easier to get around if it's just two adults or a group of adults is a really good one, because I'm sure we've all seen situations where a small child is holding mom and dad's hand and all of a sudden they just get detached. And if you're in a big crowd like the masses that are trying to exit after wishes, that can be sort of a scary moment, or just something you have to pay extra special attention to.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, number six is back over to me, and I am going to actually head outside of the parks to any one of a number of different places in what I'll call out-of-park adventures. So there are a lot of great things to experience outside of the parks at Walt Disney World, whether you enjoy spa treatments or boat rides or carriage rides. And many of these things would be just fine with kids. So I know plenty of kids who would have a great time on a boat ride or would enjoy a chance to ride on a carriage through Disney's Fort Wilderness. But sometimes these experiences can be special with just a husband and wife or a group of adults. So some kids may not have the temperament to sit through a spa treatment, although it can be great for people of all ages. They may not want to sit long enough to have the long carriage ride. So these can be some things great with kids, but can also be fun without them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and that almost ties into the first one with, you know, the schedule one in a way where, you know, if you're at the parks and you do want to go someplace off property, or not off property, off out of the parks rather, you know, catch a late movie at Downtown Disney, or anything like that, it just, there's a flexibility.
Yeah, agree. Good. So we've made it through the top six reasons to visit Walt Disney World without kids. Number one, scheduling. Number two, fine dining. Number three, romantic options. Number four, adult beverages. Number five, navigating the crowds. And number six, out of the park adventures. Good list. So Aaron, if people are interested in seeing what you're up to, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can head right on over to my Disney blog. That is Magic and Misadventures. So if they go to magicandmisadventures.com, then they're going to find my personal blog all about, you know, anything to do with Disney, ranging from just trip advice to experiences I've had there over the years, to even ranting and raving when they close a favorite attraction. There's also on that site a link to social media where they can find Magic and Misadventures on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook, and, you know, follow those, and, you know, I'll post pictures, I'll you know, talk about things. So it's a variety of options throughout the social media world to find me.
Great. I always enjoy visiting your site. I love the take that you have on all things Walt Disney World, and I'll encourage everyone to go and check out magicandmisadventures.com. All right, Aaron, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, we've made it through the list of the top six reasons to visit Walt Disney World without kids, but our conversation is not over. I would love to hear what you think about our list. Do you have some different ideas or something you'd like to add? You can do that. Visit the show notes page, worldofwalt.com/25 or worldofwalt.com/withoutkids. Both of those links go to the same page, and it works great on smartphones, tablets, and desktops. Leave your comments in the comments section, and check out what other folks think as well. If you enjoyed today's podcast, it would be super if you would rate and review it on iTunes. It's easy to do that following the instructions that you can find at worldofwalt.com/iTunes. If you thought today's podcast was a stinker, then please don't bother rating it on iTunes. And to everyone who has already left a review on iTunes, thank you very much. It's easy to get in touch with me. Let me know what you think about today's show, or just stop by and say hi. There are four easy ways to get in contact with me. Number one, send an email, info@worldofwalt.com. Number two, leave a voicemail message for me, 407-391-5023. Number three, leave an online voicemail message by visiting worldofwalt.com/voicemail. Or number four, follow me on social media. I'm at facebook.com/worldofwalt and pinterest.com/worldofwalt. I'd like to invite you to enter a very special contest that's open to the folks who listen to this podcast and view the show notes page. Head over to the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/25, and there you can enter to win a $100 Disney gift card. It's easy to enter by following the simple directions on the page, and it's my way of saying thanks for listening. To wrap up for today, I'd like to thank you very much for spending a little bit of your time with me today. I'd also like to thank everyone who visits the worldofwalt.com site. On the site, you can find interesting Disney articles, enter sweepstakes for great Disney prizes, and chat with other folks who enjoy Disney in the forums and in the comments sections. By listening here and by visiting the site, you allow me to share the fun of Disney with you. And that is very cool. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Until next time, my friend, may God bless you.
So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream.